News reports about terrorist attacks, threats of war, and the spread of disease can make the world seem like a very threatening place. But in the United States, at least, this is not an especially hazardous time, according to commentator David Ropick. Ropick is a director of the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis and co-author of a new book called Risk. He says many Americans mistakenly think they live in an era of unprecedented danger.
But in 1900, Americans lived an average of 45 years, and we're nearing in on 80 now, and babies died sooner, and we had polio and tuberculosis and measles. So in many ways, it's safer and healthier to live now than it's ever been. But what we have now are an industrial age, which introduces us to new risks at an increasing pace, a communication age that lets us know about them at an increasing pace, and I might say with increasing alarm, and that magnifies our fears sometimes beyond what the actual statistical reality is.
Anything else contributing to the gap between what people fear and the facts?
The sniper in D.C. is a classic example. We're very afraid of a risk when we're uncertain. Who is he or she or they? Where will they strike next? Who are they shooting at? The more uncertain we are, the more afraid we are, regardless of the statistical reality. That's a very low chance in D.C. these days that you'll be shot. There are other realities. When a risk is new, West Nile virus or the sniper or anthrax last fall, we react with more precaution than after we've lived with it and it's been around for a while. So there are a number of risk perception factors, as the scientific literature calls them, that tend to exacerbate or play down our fears. And a quick example of that, if I may, we're less afraid of solar radiation than we are of nuclear radiation, nuclear being man-made, solar being natural. A natural risk generally will make us less afraid than a man-made one, and yet 1.3 million Americans will get skin cancer in the coming 12 months from the sun.
What else should we be worried about?
Food poisoning affects 76 million Americans a year by CDC estimate and kills 5,000. Indoor air pollution. The levels may be lower than outdoors, but because we seal up our houses and because there are a plethora of types of pollution indoors, biologicals, mold, chemicals, pesticides, cleansers, etc., cumulatively, indoor air pollution may be more of a risk than most people think. And in outdoor air pollution, while most people think of smog and acid rain, few people are as concerned about what's called particle pollution, little microscopic bits that can get deep into our lungs and may be killing as many as 100,000 Americans a year.
You have the risk of medical error greater than perhaps we would think.
There is a lot in the book that's counterintuitive. George Gray and I, my co-author, found a lot of surprises, medical errors being one. According to the National Academy of Sciences, it kills perhaps as many as 100,000 Americans a year just in hospitals where they can keep score. Medical error, by the way, is not just the doctor leaving the scalpel in or cutting off the wrong limb. It's the nurse not washing his or her hands and spreading an infection. It's the pharmacist prescribing the wrong medication. It's the patient not giving accurate information to the doctor about which drugs they're already taking. But it's a much more serious risk than most people are aware of.
What risks are you most afraid of?
Being 51 and 15 pounds overweight and having an arthritic hip and having an 18-year-old who's just learning how to drive and not being able to forgo those French fries and ice cream as much as I should.
Well, that's a load.
Yeah, but the 15 pounds certainly is.
David Ropick is co-author of the book Risk, A Practical Guide for Deciding What's Really Safe and What's Really Dangerous in the World Around You.